Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your Delhi program. You know what, National Talk Black, you can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text above the 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. A voice for our people, so do utilise it. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the Delhi country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Yeah, living in a different world at the moment. It's COVID-19 is still upon us. Restrictions are being lifted. Fantastic, but let's not be laxy-daisy with it. Still adhere to the rules that are in place. There is no vaccine for the virus. And also we've got Black Lives Matter in regard to what's happening over in the States and globally. But we've got our own George Floyd moments here in this country in regarding black deaths in custody. And look, we're going to catch up with a few people here today and talk to Linda Burney, MP, also brother from Cape York, Jack Wilkie-Jans. And we're going to have a yarn with Professor Flatow from WA and also PhD Alan Xing. And they're the people lined up here for the program here this morning. Add to the conversation, mob. Want to hear from you and whatever topic you want to talk about. All ears here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
A very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yes, we are living in a different world at the moment thanks to COVID-19. It's about doing what we need to do to keep ourselves safe. There's no vaccine for the virus, so all the rules that are on the table in regard to the laws and regulations, we need to abide by them. But I'm going to catch up a yarn now with a PhD candidate, Alan Zeung. He's from University of New South Wales, and we're talking about the consulting firm Finity to map vulnerable populations in Australia who are at severe risk if they contract COVID-19. On the line, Alan, a very good good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Please explain the postcode where people are at risk of suffering severe symptoms if they become infected. Explain the methods and your findings in your studies.
Yep. So what we've done with along with Affinity Consulting is that we've come up with known as a susceptibility index. And that susceptibility index about severe.
So you're breaking up here and come again, sorry?
Yep. So the susceptibility index is a score that gives information about the chance of a severe reaction to COVID-19 if the individual were to contract the virus. And to get that number, we looked at things like age and pre-existing health conditions. So that's things like lung disease, cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to point out that the susceptibility index doesn't look at transmission mechanisms or current clusters of the virus in Australia. And so it's only a part of that modelling in order to account for COVID's impact.
So when you say only a part, because of the fact that we haven't got a vaccine for the virus, well, anything that comes to the table to help fight this disease is a thumbs up, yes?
We'd like to think that we're contributing. And one of the key findings of the research is that we have found that there are some vulnerable segments in the Australian population. So one of the things that has come out of very preliminary analysis at this point is that people who are more disadvantaged in terms of socioeconomic disadvantage tend to be more... tend to present more strongly with the health conditions that would make them more susceptible to COVID-19. And so one of the takeaways of our work is that these vulnerable segments might have a disproportionately bad reaction to contracting COVID-19 compared to Australia. Compared to the rest of Australia, sorry.
Yeah, so when you're finding virtually people who are at risk, the vulnerable people, and it's sort of protecting them as well. If you're that way inclined, you then need, as an individual, need to take more precautions in regard to isolation or the rules apply until we find a vaccine, yes?
Yes, that's completely right. So while the index doesn't really tell you very much about very much extra about your own personal risk, because you would know what health conditions apply to
exactly.
You. It does tell you about the general health conditions and the health profiles of the people who live in your suburb. So it is something to think about. And that's why we're working with the Department of Health in the Australian government in order to make sure that health policies properly support the more vulnerable segments of the population. So in terms of things like planning preventative measures, we want to make sure that in higher risk areas, you would obviously want to stop the spread of the virus very quickly.
Yes.
Because there might be a more dire impact. And so this might mean more targeted testing and treatment. And also you would want to make sure that in these areas, people who are a bit sick are supported so that they don't need to go out in public and potentially spread the virus.
Exactly.
So that's things like financial and medical support.
Shopping, all the above.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, the phrase that the government, the country has been running with, we are all in this together, that explains exactly how we all need to operate, and we need to work arm in arm, you know, in supporting each other to overcome this virus.
Yes, that's completely correct, Trev. I completely agree with you.
Fantastic. Well, do appreciate you sharing your studies with us. Fantastic that you're working with Affinity Consultants in regard to working together and collaboration. That's what we all need to do. Very important information, very important work that you guys are doing. Continue with what you're doing. And thank you very much for sharing, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you for letting me be on the show.
All the best. You stay safe and we'll talk soon.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there with PhD candidate Alan Zing, and he's from University of New South Wales, and the work they're doing there in conjunction with Affinity Consultants, and working with index ranks every postcode where people are at risk of suffering severe symptoms if they become infected. So it's not a vaccine as such for the virus, but it's looking at where people who are sick and who are more vulnerable to the virus itself. So there it is, very important conversation there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball around Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. Do add to the conversation. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. That number again, 1-800-422-416. Give me a call. Let's have a yarn, you mob. Too deadly.
Mike, it's so echo.
We were born to the soul of the deep diving pearls, left the straits, sailing over the top of Cairo. See, well, felt the world. You couldn't sugar cane. Heard the whistle calling from a railroad train. Your story feels like haunting me. My wonders, I think I'll see. Wish I could hear you play for us one more time with the boys' chorus.
My name's Raven and you're listening to Talk Black on BBM 98.7 FM.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call if you want to have your say here on National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. The man behind the mic is the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I'm taking it right up to 12 noon Queensland time, 11:24 at the moment. Now, three former officers are charged with aiding and abetting murder. The fourth, who placed his knee on Floyd's neck for over 8 minutes, now faces second-degree murder charge. So three more Minneapolis officers charged in George Floyd death, and Derek Chauvin charges elevated. So that's where we're at and regarding the breaking news there. But look, you can have your say and yarn about what's happening here in this country. Maybe you want to talk COVID-19, or maybe you want to talk about black death in custody with the loss of brother George Floyd. It just highlights and shines the situation in regard to Australia. And we've been talking about over 430 black deaths in custody and with no charges to the police force as such. So look, maybe you want to talk about that. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, and we're going across the nation thanks to NERS. That deadly number again is 1-800-422-416.
The land of a sunburned gun. Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Brought out of bushes early morn. Used newspaper to keep me warm. Then I'd have to score a drink. Come my nerve. City streets, I would roam. I had no bed, I had no home, and there was nothing that I owned.
Yeah, down city streets there, Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. Featuring. So there it is. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. Coming live from your First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bama Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. National Talk Black, have your say. We've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Trevor. I'd like to have a talk and try and keep it local if I can, you know, grassroots stuff.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I know all around the world the stuff going on, and it just shows, you know, that they said they wanted them coppers in America charged before they buried him, and I think the people put that ultimatum. And yeah, there was fire and probably them, but they showed their force, you know, the force was with them, and them coppers are charged, and that's America, and I'm sick of hearing about the coronavirus.
Exactly, all the above.
We all know what we're doing. I'm trying to move on into local land issues and family. I got the wrong song on before. There's another song that doesn't matter. It's any music. I try and say through the music sometimes, so he's talking. But there's an island song come on, and I requested an island song because we've got extended family that have had a really raw deal in the rainforest tribe because they're mixed ancestry, you know, from the Shaibai Island people. I took the family to the first land council meeting up Lake Tenere on the table end there a long time ago. It took a long time to get them there. And that's the Tabuloi family.
Okay, big shout out, Tabuloi family, yep.
Yeah, mate, we're all going through a sad time, and we're just all distant, and we're just all trying to figure out where we're going. I'm only trying to read their minds from a distance, you know, man. You've got to try and figure it out and progress and move ahead. Now, they've had a really hard time in the land rights. And nothing makes people more angry than land rights locally, the way it is. And actually, the family, the main family that gave these Tabuloi brothers and sisters, was the family that's now occupied the camp up in Goldra Valley, and some of that family have been complaining to me what a mess, and there's mattresses and it's all overgrown, and even the locals have gone along and painted up on a sign and they clean the rubbish up, and they're gone. But I still feel I'm a caretaker and responsible, because one of the main things she said is everybody's environment. And when I lived there, she said to me, my home's your home.
Yeah. Beautiful. Brother, with the loss of your lovely half there, with us in spirit, has she got connection with the Tabuloi family, is that right?
Oh, she was their little mother, mate. They call her Don Don. Yeah, you know, when I sort of took off, that left a big hole in the family, you know, but, you know, let love rule. So, you know, and I had to fight for her in the first place, mate. And afterwards she said, well, you know, you had to prove that you stand up for me. So I went, you know, I wasn't jumping over broomsticks, but it was all good. And she took me home, and her mum said, well, you're one of us, a dingy mob, you know.
Claim, there you go, adopted, brother. The love of your life.
That's my in-laws. We're married, you know, and it's a big extended family. But those brothers and sisters here in the rainforest, they're part of this too, and they're broken from how they've been treated in local land rights. The history is a lot of Aboriginal people here rounded up and taken away because they wouldn't help white man Migaloo destroy the rainforest. So they got rid of them and they brought in Kanaka labour from there, Ambermill Islands, and that's a local name that's used. They're all in it. I saw Pete around from yesterday. Get my pictures on. He didn't know she was gone. So I was busy yesterday, but I'm just trying to keep local, mate. There are still a lot of problems here in the rainforest, and I give ABC a good package, try to make it a trilogy, you know. Yeah. So I'm really, really busy, and you got your radio station, and in a way, I'm doing the same thing at home here, mate.
Fantastic, brother. It's about enjoying that journey as well, brother. It's the destination you're working towards, but as long as you enjoy that journey. And,
I'm still working for everybody, mate.
Exactly.
I'm still working for the family because that's all I know.
Yeah, well, there you go.
They're not blood related. That's all I know.
It's in your blood now, my brother.
Hey?
It's in your blood, my brother.
Yeah, you know, man, I'm black inside, finished, you know, done. I know they call some people coconuts, so I don't know what I am the other way around. I've been trying to think of it. Yeah, all right. But I'm saying we've got land issues, and one day we hope that everything here will be housing and there'll be industry. But I can't talk for everybody. Some people don't want it disturbed, and it's still the happy hunting ground, but there's a lot of problems with the local native title. Every day is trying to reconcile. They'll never do it. The authorities are a brick wall, but America has shown that people do have power, and they did it peaceful.
Yep, power to the people.
Yeah, but people have to do that. I come from Vietnam time. We all had to protest, you know, and people didn't want to go to war and have a gun and all part of it. I know people shoot themselves, you know, to get home because they didn't want to shoot someone else. They'd rather shoot themselves. And it's your conscience, folks. Your conscience. Everybody's got a conscience if you not get too comfortably numb, you know. I'm uncomfortably numb. You know, anyway, thanks, Trevor. We're still alive and kicking.
Yeah, my brother. Well, thank you for sharing, and all the best to you, my brother. You keep in touch, Tony.
Yeah, well, thank you, my radio brother.
Yeah,
thank you.
A beautiful yarn there, Tony Gibbs, having his say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're coming to you live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. That daily number is 1-800-422-416. And text a brother otherwise, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page at BBM 98.7 FM. And that is the Murray radio station here in Far North, Bummer Bipramir, BBM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service, on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416.
Get off me.
I've had enough.
But
I love you.
Don't
you love me?
Let me go.
They were only 16, met back in high school. Hooked up on Valentine's but the swimming pool. Full of life, living hopes and dreams. Yet they both come from broke families. She gave him hope, he gave her smokes. No one knew that they were selling dope. Living on the edge like most teenagers do. Puppy love soaking up on a Sunday afternoon. It was a ride at first, a little play pushing. Thought nothing of it till it pushed the cushion in my face to make me not breathe and call. Almost see me playing on that all seesaw. Jealousy like a crack in the pavement. Slaps me, grabs me, says he doesn't mean it. How could I miss the warning signs as I look deep in his eyes? How could he tell me lies?
So sick of you bringing me down. I'm so sick of you hurting me. So sick of you bringing me down. I'm so sick of you hurting me. So sick of you bringing me down. I'm so sick of you hurting me. So sick of you.
Let go, I'm trying to break free, but he's got me trapped in the deep blue sea. My vision is dark and I can't really see. Got a hole in my heart from what he done to me. There is no excuse for the hurt that you cause. You yelling and screaming and slamming them doors. The baby is crying and you argue.
you and more. Pushing and fighting and punching the walls. I love him so much, I can't really leave. But I'm sick of him making me constantly bleed. I'm begging to God on my hands and my knees. Begging you stop and I'm begging you please. You promised your family that you're gonna change. Every chance that you get, you're always the same. I'm scared if you don't, I'll be dead in my grave. And you'll be the one who takes all the blame.
Yeah, Disturbing the Peace, Arthur featuring Tale Woolgram here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. Live at First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yana Strong, National Talk Black. Going to catch up with Sylvia on the line. Good morning, sister.
Kaya Kwav Ketada, good health to all of you.
Beautiful. And you too, my sister. How are you travelling over there in Western Australia, sister?
I've had a COVID-19 because I already live isolated and already been a very at-risk person.
Mm-hmm.
So COVID-19 has provided some little miracles with, and you hear about the clean-up of the environment.
Mother Earth is smiling at the moment, breathing very good with the beautiful fresh air. It's a good thing, COVID-19, for planet Earth.
Absolutely. I just wish that people would learn and, you know, I don't understand why everything has to be so industrialised and mechanised when it causes so much pollution and we've got the skills to live more sustainably.
Exactly.
So, you know, I just don't understand that.
Figure.
And relation to when you look at people so upset that they burn buildings down, well, buildings aren't a person. Buildings aren't an animal. Buildings aren't a tree, a river. They're not the ocean. They're not whales. Buildings are constructs.
Concrete jungle we live in at the moment, don't we?
Yeah, they've already harmed the land where they put those buildings, you know.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They don't, you know, all these horrible concrete jungles, and the people living in them aren't breathing the good clean air of the forest and all the things that keep us healthy. So it's very understandable with all the ethnic cleansing through COVID-19 against the slave trade, or the survivors of the slave trade, and the way they've been treated both as slaves and exploited, and ever since the stopping of the slave trade, that the horror that they've been through, we hear the stories of what they've been through, and because they're talented people, they get other things done to them so that the less talented people get the jobs, which is the Deep South people, or the Trumpites, as I call them, those people there, who have real problems about with their self-esteem if they have to be so harmful to the environment and to other people.
Exactly. I've got Linda Burney coming online. Sylvia, I've got to get back to you, my sister. We're going to catch and have a yarn with MP, Member of Parliament, Linda Burney. And look, we need to have a broader discussion about the relationship between Indigenous Australians and the justice system, and the over-representation of Indigenous Australians in incarceration is the topic that we're having yarn with Linda Burney. My sister, a very good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Sister, thank you for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sis.
I'm Wiradjuri from southwestern New South Wales, down on the Murrumbidgee, and a little place called Witten, which is not far from Leeton.
Beautiful. Lovely footprint there. Look, we're living in a very different world regarding COVID-19, and then we have the loss of a beautiful brother in George Floyd, and regarding the uproar in Black Deaths in Custody, Black Lives Matter, but it shines a light on Black Deaths in Custody here in this country, yes?
Yes, it does. It's really raised the issue that there's been 440-odd Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people die in custody since 1991, which of course was since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. But the other important point is that there's more black fellas locked up now, both young and old, than there was at the time of the Royal Commission.
Yeah, look, you're sitting in a very strong position there as a member of the House of Representatives, Australian Federal Parliament. We need strong voices in your area, and you're sitting in a position where you can make decisions, you could say, yes?
Sure. I mean, being a member of Parliament does put you at the centre of decision-making processes. I'm in the opposition, of course, so it's not like you've got your hands on the till or anything like that.
Mm.
But obviously, the Labor Party, the party that I'm a part of, is fully supportive of the Uluru Statement, and I have made a number of very strong comments around deaths in custody this week. It's ironic, isn't it, that what we're seeing in the United States
yes.
is now flowing, not just in Australia, but right across the world.
Well, and it's a way of, the government need to realise, non-Indigenous Australia need to realise, and when you look at the non-Indigenous journos operating, working in America and stating the fact that, gee, we're lucky we live in Australia, we don't have this here. Well, we've got our own George Floyd moments in this country, don't we?
Oh, we've got plenty of them.
Exactly.
And in fact, as recent as November last year when Kumanjay Walker was shot dead in his bedroom in Yuendamu, there's been two Aboriginal women die in custody just recently in Western Australia, one in Geraldton and one in Port Hedland. We've had that terrible racist incident in Victoria that resulted in a woman's death, and we've also had a death in custody in Maitland in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales. So, you know, and the Prime Minister of all people saying that we don't have those issues here, of
yes.
course we do. There might be different reactions, but there's certainly the issue of the relationship between police and Aboriginal people and the judicial system here in Australia.
Would you say that the government head in the sand, denial, which ain't no river in Egypt, is the case?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say that that there needs to be a better understanding across the board
mm-hmm.
in relation to the history of police and Aboriginal people. I think some police have done magnificent work within the Aboriginal community. I've seen it myself,
yes.
but obviously every single family could tell their story of interaction with the justice system in some way, and more often than not, it's not a positive outcome.
And look, there's got to be some sort of change. I mean, things don't change if things don't change. And if it remains the same, and that's the definition of insanity, doing something over and over again, expecting a different result, you know?
Well, that is the definition of insanity. And let's just hope that this discussion that Mr. Floyd's death has generated here in Australia does not fade away without some reflection and without some change.
Mm, for sure. And so with this, where are we at in regarding conversations? Are they at the table as such in regarding change or putting a magnifying glass on the situation in regard to change?
I think this has put a magnifying glass on it. I don't think these discussions were being had prior to this, but they're certainly being had now.
Mm.
I've called this morning for changing in police training.
Yeah.
We've also got to look at ourselves within the Aboriginal community
mm-hmm.
as well. But I've also said that the police unions need to be involved. We need everyone at the table and not let this discussion fade off into the night when things settle down again.
Exactly. So a very important area and discussion. We have COVID-19 upon us. There's no vaccine for the virus, so restrictions are being lifted, which is great, but we still shouldn't get too complacent. Is that right, Linda?
Oh, absolutely, and this goes for the whole Australian community. Complacency will see another spike and we'll be right back where we were or where we we were a week or two ago. It is good that restrictions are being slowly lifted. But I think about the number of unemployed. I think about the fact that the government said that the JobKeeper program was full when they hadn't spent $60 billion. And I also think the many, many people that were unemployed prior to the pandemic and the more people that will be unemployed post the pandemic.
So we've still got a there's a slight light at the end of the tunnel, but we still yet to put the sunshine there. But we just need to travel carefully, look
very
for
carefully.
Normality, but do with cause and with at ease.
Yes, and listen to what the health experts are saying, and I think Australia has responded magnificently to that. And what's wonderful, if there's anything that can be positive out of this, Trevor, is that there's been no infections in any of the remote communities. The 56 or so Aboriginal people that have had the virus have all been from capital cities or and large regional centres.
Sure. Situation regarding Kate Middleton in the H&M chiffon dress. A statement there?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay, right. Thank you. Just something that came over the airways here. But look, thank you very much for sharing, Linda. All the best to you. You and your
all
family stay safe.
Thank you all. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. That was with Linda Burney and MP, and look, representing our people, representing Australia in the member of the House of Representatives, and talking about the situation regarding the uproar and regarding black deaths in custody and also Black Lives Matter. But you can have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
Yeah, Saltwater Band there with a beautiful track, Arafura Sea, and big shout to all the mob there. Arafura Sea, this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416. We've got Brother Solomon on the line. Good afternoon, brother. Good morning. Good morning. Where are we?
Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Yes. Matter, brothers. So does West Papua, brother.
Exactly. Big time. Yes, let's not forget our brothers and sisters up there in PNG.
Yeah, brother, you know that tackle Gordon Callaghan took him one hand and chucked him off there, brother. Remember that?
Who's that? Which one, sorry, bro?
Gordon Callaghan,
yeah.
Tackle took him one hand.
Dragged him over the sideline.
Yeah. One hand, brother. And that's what happened to me. Kanaka brought up, brother. Kanaka Black, brother. He married at Hotel Darwin. I stole a carton of beer, brother. he held me one hand until the coppers come. But anyway, brother, I went to court. That was in 1974.
Yep.
In the early 80s or middle 80s, I done a book of poems and a manuscript, and I went to a mugshot. I got in a bit of trouble in Darwin. But at the time, you done your 4 hours, and drunkenness was decriminalized. But in my eyes, I think you had to have a 10-cent bail, and you picked up for drunkenness. But anyway, brother, in the middle 80s, when I went back to school, I got sober, and I went to what was called the police public relations officer. His name was Darrell Manley, and he said their job is to foster a good relationship between the police and the public. And I wanted to get my job, but I put in a book, but anyway, I couldn't get it.
Mm.
But the carton at the time was $7 for the drinking. It was $7 the carton. But you know what? I was using the F word yesterday. Not at the volume that was on, but the national radio station, brother. They should be, you know, when thank you, Mother Robbie, for having that I was bringing coppers on.
Yeah.
And Sergeant Glenn July. I reckon that's bloody good, brother. With all the stuff about black tips in country, a Q&A sort of session, and like what they spoke about was really good, but very enlightening. But Sergeant Glenn July, that's what we should do. And I was thinking about my own home community, you know. Okay, well, you picked it up and listen to what the bulletin have to say and ring in, and you know, can be enlightened, get a bit of peace of mind there, brother.
Well, you're talking about 90% of the police force around the country, around the globe, was sickening about the treatment of George Floyd.
I'll finish up my take on reconciliation. Peter Beattie, brother, when the story of the water to the black ones, and I swear again, you know what he said, as an act of reconciliation, we're going to give the people their story. It wasn't an ass to give, but they was returning it. And I was really pissed off the way he said it. That we're going to give it to. I'll come on the next session and give my other. Okay, thank you, brother.
Thank you, brother. That's someone there having his say here on National Talk Black. Brother, yeah, you couldn't hear me, but we could hear you loud and clear, and you got your message across fantastic. To all you deadly mob out there, if you want to join the conversation, you may have to do that tomorrow. Murray going to sign off here. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. But 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So Murray going to sign off. Thank you very much for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're not out of the woods yet with COVID-19, and we're lifting restrictions. Fantastic, but let's not be lackadaisy, mob. I think we've become into the habit of cleanliness, clean the hand constantly, coughing into elbows, and look, it's become a part of life. So that's a great thing as well in regarding healthy living, healthy lifestyle. To Daily Mob, stay tuned.
You told my people that your system was best. We have come to believe that. And now you say that you were wrong, and we were wrong to believe you.
Softly, bit different to yours. We live on the same land, but we got different laws. We're forced to go learn a different way. Your culture's so strange. Can you hear when we say, why's everything gotta be your way? It's killing our hope. Culture is left unknown. Why we gotta do everything your way? You don't understand, we're connected to land. Without it, we don't understand.
I cannot see how it will help my people, how it will resolve the question of access to land that troubles us.
You talk about cost, are people forced to move? Think about what we've lost. Don't mind if I intrude. You dig
out why. They say we have a choice. We were forced to live your way. Now we have a voice. Why is everything gotta be your way? It's killing our hope. Our culture is left unknown. Why we gotta do everything your way? You don't understand, we're connected to land. Without it, we don't understand. We get perceived like we always do the wrong thing. You look at me like I don't belong here. Too many times we feel forced to fit in. This society goes against all we believe in. Caring for your loved ones above the blood money. Sharing with each other, never leave a brother hungry. This world has many cultures, but there's only one race. We love this land before you even knew your own place. Why is everything gotta be your way? It's killing our hope. Our culture is left unknown. Why we gotta do everything your way? You don't understand, we're connected to land. Without it, we don't understand.